This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Last week, I met a couple of celebrities while I was at the National FFA Convention, and today we'll be hearing from yet another celebrity, but this time it's a local girl. Ariel Weinman of Brighton has been reigning as Miss Rodeo Illinois this year, and I had a chance to talk with her about this experience.
I'm from Brighton, Illinois, actually, and I guess it started from background from when I was a kid. Some kids played soccer. I rode horses. That was just what I did, and that's still what I do. So it just kind of built up from there, and people said it was a phase, and now I'm 24 and still into horses. So it's just never ended for me.
Were you involved with horses throughout your school career, like 4-H or high school rodeo?
Yeah, when growing up, I started taking riding lessons when I was about 5, and took lessons all through my childhood. And then once I got a little older, I started in 4-H and was in a couple different 4-H clubs, short horses in 4-H or dogs in 4-H, was really active in 4-H. And then when I was a sophomore in high school, I started high school rodeo, and that's really where I got involved with the rodeo industry.
And did that lead you to competing for the title that you now have, Miss Rodeo Illinois?
Definitely. That's where I was first exposed to Miss Rodeo Illinois as an organization. Kelsey Walker was the first Miss Rodeo Illinois I'd ever met. And she really made a big impact on me and was kind of the leader looking back of, competing for Miss Rodeo Illinois as a title.
Well, let's talk about that. What did you have to do to compete? I mean, what goes into competing for Miss Rodeo Illinois?
Competing for the titles, very similar to what some may be familiar with as far as maybe a county fair queen pageant that they're used to seeing, except we trade out evening gowns for wranglers and cowboy boots, and instead of a talent, we do a horsemanship pattern where we're actually judging our horsemanship skills. We do a prepared speech. We take a written exam about rodeo knowledge and the overall industry and about the PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and we also do an impromptu question, as most people are familiar with, as well as the horsemanship pattern, as I mentioned before.
Ariel began her reign on January 1st after being a lady-in-waiting and will reign for the remainder of 2015. She will be competing in the Miss Rodeo America competition at the end of the month.
Here, right after Thanksgiving, I'll be getting on an airplane and head out to Las Vegas to compete for Miss Rodeo America. So it's part of kind of some of the festivities for the National Finals Rodeo, which is also held in Vegas, right, the end of the Miss Rodeo America pageant. So that'll be the next big adventure and kind of the cherry on top for the year, if you want to put it that way, I guess.
Sure. Now, will you be competing? Will there be ladies there from every state, or how does that work?
There's 33 of us total, so not every state is represented, but they're from all over. There's Kentucky, Ohio, California, New York, so from all ends of the country.
In preparation for the big competition, there will be a tack auction and barn dance this Saturday at the Beverly Farm Equestrian Center in Godfrey.
It is my Vegas or bust send-off party and tack auction. So we're going to have a tack auction starting off earlier in the day, and then about 2 o'clock is when the tack auction will start. And then at 7 is when our DJ is going to start.
And now, is this on Saturday of this weekend?
Yes.
And if people are interested in attending, where is this going to be at? And then if they would like more information, how can they get that too?
The dance and tack auction are going to be at the same place. It's going to be at the Beverly Farm Equestrian Center in Godfrey, Illinois. So right off 255, super easy to get to. If you'd like more information, I would have them definitely check out our Miss Rodeo Illinois Facebook page. The flyers will be posted there, as well as the Miss Rodeo Illinois website. So okay. We do have a plate lunch. Folks are welcome to purchase, and then there will be adult beverages and regular beverages served as well. So come out and have a good time with us. It's going to be a party. If you missed out on the coronation, that was in January. It was a really good time, so we're hoping to have an even better time at this dance.
Over the past year, Ariel says she has worked with several people and businesses, and without them, none of this would have been possible.
This year, I've gotten to do so many amazing things and go to places that I never, ever expected I would be able to, especially ride in the arenas that I got to be in. So it's amazing, but I couldn't do that without my sponsors. Barrington Saddlery, Lewis and Clark Community College, Prairie Rodeo Photography, Corinne Rochelle Photography. They've just been such a blessing this year. I have so many other sponsors, but it'd be forever to name them all. But definitely check out our Miss Rodeo Illinois website. They're all listed on the website. A lot of the websites for the companies, everybody's just been such a blessing, and I can't really thank them enough.
Once again, that was Miss Rodeo Illinois, Ariel Weinman of Brighton. The Tack Auction and Barn Dance is this Saturday, November 7th, at the Beverly Farm Equestrian Center in Godfrey. Yesterday, the Senate passed a resolution to scrap the Expanded Waters of the U.S. or Clean Water Rule. However, the resolution sponsored by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is headed for a veto if it makes it through the U.S. House. The House is expected to vote on the resolution later this month. The White House has threatened a veto of the resolution and another bill that would force a rewrite of WOTUS. However, the Senate to force a rewrite of the rule failed in the Senate a day earlier. The rule does remain under a nationwide stay, and a federal appeals court will hear arguments regarding the rule next month. The House Agriculture Committee held its first in a new series of hearings to examine the relationship between agriculture and national security. In the opening hearing on Wednesday, members and witnesses examined the threats and vulnerabilities to agricultural security and the economic significance of those threats. Ranking Member Colin Peterson said a strong agriculture sector and stable food supply is critical to national security. Meanwhile, Committee Chair Mike Conaway of Texas said the bottom line is that a nation that can feed and provide for itself is inherently safer than a nation that cannot. Committee members recognize the challenges faced by American agriculture and the need to build a stronger coalition among rural and urban interests. Conaway said that coalition needs to support agriculture policy and understand the role U.S. agriculture plays in maintaining a strong U.S. economy and stability around the world. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.